This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You know what we haven't talked about in a little while? When tech screwed you over.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were just... It's when you reply all instead of...
Oh, I've done that. Oh, or in high school when you're talking about someone and you text it to them.
Oh, I've done that.
This just, you guys saw this happen. It didn't, I didn't get all the way, but I have been all the way.
Oh.
Like, we were mad trash talking people in the studio.
Yes.
As a group.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that we should be admitting that. Yeah.
But we were just like, oh, doesn't that suck? Doesn't this suck? Doesn't right. that suck? Or whatever. Mm-hmm. And... in a text to other people who work here, I had a text to bosses open, and I had hit the little microphone yeah. button.
I hate that thing. I don't need it.
I agree. I don't ever pop up. Don't.
Oh, I love it.
I do voice the text
time.
Almost yeah. constantly.
When and are you ever?
Always, because I'm just like doing other things, and I just want to go like, hey guys, I had an idea for a thing we should do for this or whatever, and I just do that, and like, and I literally go, "Hey guys, ...
No,
I wow. do. I do, like half 90% of my text messages are voice to text. So
my stepmom texts like this. I love her, but
here's the deal: you didn't know I was doing it, so
because then you're just. I imagine you in your home alone. Why not just use your hand?
His hand's busy what? Elsewhere.
What? I believe wow. you just described everything I do in my home alone. By myself. That is precisely why I use voice to text.
So...
oh my God. Erica.
I'm just going to sit back now.
Okay.
Tech just screwed me over. That went live yeah, on the air.
That was, but anyway, we're talking for a good 10 minutes, just unloading our feelings and emotions. And I look down at a text to our boss and it is like, just typing every word. And it's just like Tiak going, I'd burn the building down. And we're just like saying the most outrageous things. And then you have to approach your phone so slowly.
Yeah.
You know, like, turn it off. And then hold your hand on it till it says select all. And then you cut. And it's gone.
That's what I don't like about it. I never know if I'm going to hit the right or the wrong thing because I don't use it. So if it does pop up, I'm like, I'm going to send it.
Because you could accidentally just, if you like swipe up on a text message, it goes.
What?
Yes.
I did
it's
not
like,
know.
You just like, whoop, and it's just like, okay. It's gone. I think it's a swipe up. Yeah, so you could easily.
I hate that.
Technology screw
on
you.
On the keyboard?
I think just on the text itself, if you like swipe up, it's not working.
No. What about on the little blue arrow? No.
I'm telling you, I've had it go.
Okay, boomer.
I'm going to stay so quiet. I'm so horrified.
Everyone hands knows yourself. What I do with my hands. So there's some Amazon driver. Well, there's a couple. The one Amazon driver that I saw was following GPS, doing his thing, driving to a thing, and it drove him directly into a gun range.
Oh my lord.
And he's just driving and there's just like shots fired.
Oh no.
What?
That's like the Waymo that drove through the police scene.
Oh yeah.
I watched it.
That's crazy.
On YouTube.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, huh?
No, it was like in LA and it was just like, there's people, they're pulling the guy out of the car. They've got guns on him.
I think it was San
Francisco. And the Waymo's like, yeah. Just like making a left turn there.
Yep.
And the people in the back of the car are like, don't shoot.
Oh.
All right. So if tech has done something terrible to you, we'd love to hear when tech screwed you over. 303-222-5423. Who else has one that they want to admit?
I wasn't valedictorian or saluted the other one.
I think we're starting to see why.
But my friend and I, we got asked to do a presentation at honors society or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was supposed to be like a thank you to all the teachers. So we had prepared a slideshow to go with it. Mm-hmm. And we had doctored all the teachers' photos, like to go with the speech in context. It was going to be funny.
Okay.
And the IT guy just like, you guys ready? Hooked it up and then just hit play on the thing. So all of our funny like pictures
so
that
we
weren't even on the stage yet and they were just flashing across the stage.
He ruined your punchlines for the whole thing.
And no one knew what was happening. Like they're just like, why did those kids bullying those teachers? We're like, what's cool? They're like, no, we have a. So then we had to still do the speech afterwards you could see the dean because he saw his was all edited and was like,
edited
what are you
how?
Gonna say? We had like one teacher, he looked like Mr. Clean, so it was just a picture of Mr. Clean instead of him. And like one teacher was a big Cubs fan and had like all the Cubs stuff on it. Just and then when it just flashes, one guy looked a little like Shrek that we had edited. So.
Oh boy,
out of context.
So it was the IT guy who screwed you over.
Yeah.
But IT is tech.
Yes.
Yeah.
So tech screwed
it
you
did
over.
Did screw me over? Yeah.
I like that.
And they still had to go up and. Try
and then
to
try
deliver.
To save it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Three photos ago is real funny if you think about it this way.
Yeah. It wasn't even good to begin with.
Has anybody ever, I know we're going to get this call, but has anybody ever butt dialed during,
Not during, because I am the type of person where I check because I get nervous.
I take my watch off.
Because your watch, if your wrist goes, things can happen. Just telling
we
you.
We don't need to talk about what's happening with my hands now.
Yeah, show us your. Never mind.
I do know two people very close to me who have either picked up calls or dialed. Someone
would you
that,
listen?
Yeah.
How long would you?
Absolutely.
I know
you're
in.
Yeah.
Like if it was. Listen. Now this is a terrible thing, but if it was your sig other, like this, the evidence of them cheating, because it will get a call of somebody like.
Listen.
For how long you like? You know, it's like. That bit, like you just don't like okay I have all the evidence I need I don't want to hear how much
I
want to
hear him pick up the phone see that it's calling and pick up the phone.
Aaron's a little bit diabolical.
Crazy. Because the last
try
thing
to,
you would hear
to
is
tell
like
me. What are you gonna cover that up with you know
give me
you frighten me every day.
That is, okay. Yeah. Well, if tech has screwed you over in any of these ways or ones we haven't thought of, we'd love to hear your story. Best call going to see Megan Trainor, 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Talking to people who got screwed over by text.
No, by tech.
Oh, tech. Yeah. But it's good. I'm sorry. You're doing a text first.
Yeah. I also have a text.
Okay, sorry. Yeah.
I'm sorry, real quick. It smells like Olive Garden in here.
Okay.
It's because...
It smells really good. I'm jealous.
It smells like Renzio's.
Yeah, it's not Olive
Garden. It's Greek food.
Oh, okay.
But you know, it is lunch.
I didn't have a chance to eat lunch.
Jesus, Erica.
Whatever. Where's I have a text. One time in college, I was on a phone call with a girl that had a crush on me, but I didn't like that way, but I really enjoyed as a friend.
Okay.
When I put my phone in my pocket, it dialed her back. And when my family asked who it was, I said, just some chick. I sat down to watch some TV and got a bad feeling in my gut. So I checked my phone, saw it had called her. She wouldn't speak to me after that.
A similar thing happened to AHAC. She was dating a guy once. He had gone off to college before her and butt dialed her. And he wasn't the bad baby thing like you say, but it was, he was with, clearly with other women. It was like, oh, her back home? Oh,
no. No way. You're kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it worked out in the end for me, right. But.
Wow.
Yeah, that's rough.
Albert?
Yep.
Yeah. Tech screwed you over, or text.
That's funny. How you guys doing?
Good.
Great.
What happened to you?
No, much, man. Just chilling. Just got out of work.
Okay. This is could be your the whole story. What was your tech screwed you over story? Let me come at it from that angle.
So when I was working, man, I'm working at a dispensary and I was trying to do some technology thing with my computer, and I was over there checking them out, and then the Wi-Fi goes out of me, so I'm sitting there. We're sitting there, we had to do it the old school way, start writing the receipts out. But yeah, that was one of the times they screwed me over.
Oh. The Wi-Fi went out.
Did you really want to go see Megan Trainor?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm going to take.
Okay. Hang on, dude.
Hey, guys. What just happened?
I don't know, man.
Did tech just screw us over?
I don't know.
I'm doing good, guys.
Am I fired?
There's a decent chance. Oh. Let's see if this woman makes up for it. Miranda?
Yay.
Tech screwed you over. What happened?
Okay, well, this could happen to anybody, but you know, it's like on your notes app, on your phone.
Yeah.
You can like make a list or whatever. I made a Christmas list of all of like my husband's family. I made personal notes as in... I rename everybody like kind of how I feel about them. So he has this like really obnoxious uncle that I named Jerk Off Jerry, Douchebag Danny. Oh. I mean, like I definitely have strong feelings about my husband's family. I made the Christmas list and
but it's
I
in your notes app. So you're safe.
It's in my notes app, but I accidentally sent it to our family's group text.
Hey, girl. Oops. How?
Did you just send the note or did you share?
You can share. And it's like a collab.
They could go in and go, hey.
Well, and then see the edits.
JJ here.
See edits. Yeah. I was like, man, if you did that, you could go back and delete everything really quickly.
Yeah, but they can still see the edits.
If you collabed,
they can see every... Yeah. You're...
How long did it take you to realize?
I didn't realize right away until my husband saw it.
Jerry's calling me.
You don't even believe what he's doing.
Oh. Miranda, can you share the note with us?
Yeah. What was the fallout on that? Are you still in the family?
I'm still in the family, but it was a really quiet dinner.
There's no way to go like, just kidding.
At least it was the uncle.
No, it sounded like she had little names for her.
There were more.
Yeah, we just can't
Miranda.
Say those other ones on me.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It is time, ladies and gentlemen. News.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope.
He went a little lower.
This is like news. Or no.
News or no, we tell you stories of the news, and if we don't like it, if anybody in the room doesn't like it, we say nope. It feels like we've been either lazy or really courteous to one another.
I think we've been really courteous.
Yeah, and I think it's been good news stories.
Yeah.
That we want to hear.
And I barely lost the Olympic battle, so I feel like
I can't nope those, but
if it's a stupid one, I'm going to do it. Okay. Just letting you know.
Is that a threat?
That is definitely a threat.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This story may impact you, Slacker, the most.
But then nobody used the N-word.
Okay, any of them, really.
Yeah.
Costco may be cracking down on their generous return policy due to reports of customers returning used Christmas trees.
Oh, Slacker.
What? I did get mine from Costco, and I would like to return it because the lights are all out.
Oh, okay, no. Well, they do have a guarantee, satisfaction guaranteed.
Okay.
And that's where the problem is. So people are going, well, February.
I'm not satisfied.
Satisfied. So the trees are getting returned, and now apparently some employees are checking customers' membership history to see how often they're returning things.
Ooh.
To see if they're abusing the power.
Ooh.
Do you know Costco, like, I don't want to say the name of the employee we all know from Costco, but like their policy is wild when it comes to, like, if you buy something expensive at Costco, say it's $300, and then you go there like a month later and there's only like two left and they've marked it down to 200, you just walk up to the counter and go, hey man, that's $200. And they go, here you go. Here's $100.
Yeah.
Wow. They look at your purchase history and they go, oh, it's like not, oops, well, you should have waited to buy it. They're
right.
Like, oh no, it's 200 now. Sure. Go ahead.
I hope that's true.
It's 100 because she would call me or text me.
They would.
Friend, they would. That person who's not Costco, Jamie, would go. No, because she's like, I bought my Coastal Grandma bedroom set there.
It's time to return that.
No, it's not.
Satisfaction not guaranteed.
There's been zero action in my Coastal Grandma.
That should be a good reason to return it.
No, I can't return. You
risk
can't walk
free,
in and go, I'm not getting any action 100% in this bed. 100%
satisfaction guarantee.
Well, no, it's not the bed that's keeping me from having action in my bed. But anyway, she's like, it's marked down. So, but I never did it.
Because
I feel weird walking in there.
Yeah, don't they hate that? I think the employees would just.
But you don't
hate
have to
it.
Bring the bed back in. You just walk in and go, you show your phone and shows your purchase history. And it's like, how much is it today? And they're like, oh, this. Oh, here you go. Oop.
Which is interesting because we're always seeking the sales there. And now I'm like, why?
Just buy it now
just
and
keep
get
an
money
eye.
Back later. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way to go. Anyway, so Christmas trees. Can
Stop
or can't
returning
take
returning them.
Okay. Good point.
Good evening.
Good evening. Why do you have a weird look on your face?
I don't know.
It does.
Okay. You going to do a story that's going to make me mad?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think
she has
I
a Christmas
opposite.
Tree to return.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotta get out of here.
Get through this. We all need to book some tickets to London, specifically for July 10th, because Pitbull is attempting the official. Largest gathering of people wearing bald caps.
That is incredible.
Well, can I go?
That Hyde Park.
Oh.
Shut up. You
just have to wear a bald cap and then you're
Why
good.
Do you have to wear
counts.
A bald cap? Can't you just be bald?
No.
I'm not bald, by the way. I shave my head. It's the same.
No, because everyone wears bald caps too.
I got lots of, like, it's, okay.
Okay. I like this. I'm in a group chat called the Pitbull Fan Club.
Nice.
And I'm shocked that this news has not made it across our desk.
Wow.
So what is the current record? Do we know how many
is the current
record of people in a bald cap?
Like three. I don't know.
It doesn't seem like it's hard to beat.
Party.
Yeah. No, yeah. At Pitbull concerts, everyone dresses up as Pitbull. So
they
I would
do?
Guess. Oh, yeah. I would guess trend. At least 5,000.
I can never tell which songs have Pitbull in them. Are those the ones where he says, Mr. Worldwide?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dolly.
That is our Lord and Savior, Mr. Worldwide.
Right. Mr. 305 as well, right?
Correct.
He does. He never says.
Yeah.
That.
Why is he doing it?
He just
in London,
Mr. Worldwide.
I don't know.
Yeah. Why not in
He's
Miami?
Mr. Miami. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be Mr. Worldwide.
Maybe they don't have a park big enough. To
Who is more handsome, Pitbull or me?
You.
He's got a rat energy.
A what?
Rat.
What's
energy?
Rat?
Like.
No, I thought I was really hoping you would say Pitbull because
yes,
he's hot.
Yeah, no.
Who, so I have a rat energy?
No,
you're attracted does. To a rat.
No, ew.
So we, so you're I'm prettier or he's prettier?
I don't know. I feel really put on.
No,
the spot.
I mean, yeah. Like,
Wanda.
Someone doesn't value their job.
That's true, Tiak. Thank you for the compliment.
Good
sir.
Evening, good. Handsome boss.
Hey.
Let's see. Someday soon, Facebook's going to get pretty weird because they have been granted a patent for an AI system that can mimic a user's online activity while you're either offline or after you have passed away.
No.
What?
I hate that. Yeah.
So this AI system monitors how you would normally comment. So like if you're not on very much, it knows, oh, you
don't overpost.
Oh, don't overpost. And it learns like, oh, when your friend Tommy posts this, you would probably like it. And it would like it from your Facebook page.
For
even
you? So
after you're dead.
Yeah. After Wait. You're dead.
They're just making themselves extinct because if my AI person is going through and liking it and commenting it, why would I ever go on it?
Because you want to see what your AI person is doing?
This is stupid.
I just don't see the point in it.
I agree.
At all.
And I think, isn't it going to get too crowded? Is yeah. that weird to say? I don't like.
No, but don't you a little bit want to like go a little bit past when you're dead?
No. No.
Like, don't. Like, what? For. Well, for your kids or for your parents or whatever to like go, LOL, mom.
No, because that's like, not what? Real.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, great, a robot. Like,
what if it was like exactly what you would say and it would just like bring
Doesn't
up that?
Doesn't matter. Yeah. It's not that person. I don't want a robot.
Maybe after your funeral, kind of a post like, thanks for yeah. coming, everybody.
Yes. Like,
no. You guys.
I don't like it.
And then maybe no. a picture of your junk. Well, I mean, it is reading my algorithm.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Oh, one other thing we got to do real quick. It's time for...
Oh, yeah.
A battle for a beanie.
Yes, the beanie yes. battle. It's still finishing writing the questions.
Okay.
Well, we're doing it right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
We only have... Okay, so if you want to win one of the coveted Slacker Show beanies, mm-hmm. this is your moment. We're going to take like callers 9 and 12.
Okay.
I'm just... Okay, I got it. Callers 6 and 7.
Six, 7!
303-222. Oh, I didn't explain it. You got to know the show.
Uh-huh, yeah.
They're questions about us. If you're going to wear our beanie, you got to know about us.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think you know our show, like real names, like I'm trying to think of questions you've already asked.
Things I've already asked, like what is my fiance's name? At least what do we call mm-hmm. him on the show?
There you go. That's a good one.
Which member of the show has diabetes?
Mm-hmm.
Names of dogs,
still
names
awaiting
of kids.
Tests?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
All right. There's a whole conversation around the diabetes that we're going to have. all right. Beanie Battle is next. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover?
in a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It is time for something we keep forgetting to do on the regular. It's the Beanie Battle.
Woo!
Yeah. We didn't say this before, but these beanies.
High quality.
High quality and purchased with our own money, which is why we're a little
possessive.
Yeah.
Freakishly so.
Yeah.
So if you want to win one, are we just calling it a Wednesday thing now? The occasional Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have two contestants, I believe. Let's start with contestant number one, Danielle.
Danielle.
Okay, that's a point. So do you know a lot about our show? Do you feel like you've listened a long time and you're going to get these questions correct?
I just told my son, I listen a lot. I don't know how well I retain.
Oh,
ooh, yeah. Okay.
That's a solid answer, though.
That is.
Yeah.
Let's meet your competition here. Austin?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. There's a negative point here. Austin, do you feel like you know our show enough to win a beanie?
Oh, I guess so. Yes, sir. Okay. I didn't realize that I was about to be on here.
Oh,
what were you calling for?
I just want to chat.
Yeah.
Feel a little depressed today.
Okay.
All right. Danielle, you get to go first. It's first one to three. If you get a question wrong, Austin can steal it, and then he will still get the next question. We'll explain the rules if they get confusing as we go. Question number one, Danielle.
The question is, what is Slacker's real name?
Please don't say the whole thing.
Do you remember his real name, buddy? Don't know it.
Mm. Austin, you can steal, but I don't have a lot of confidence. Austin, do you know my real first name?
Yours? I do not. I do not.
Okay.
Do you remember the last time we did this when both of them were like crushing it and we had to give away two beanies?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling we're about to have the exact opposite.
Do you know his fake name?
All right, this question is for Austin.
Funny you say that, T-Hack. Austin, what are the names of the four people on the show? You can use
the name that,
you can use the radio name of the guy I was just talking about.
Okay, name the people on this show.
Slacker, T-Hack, Aaron, and I always forget the new lady. I'm very sorry.
That new lady is me.
Okay.
I would almost count it.
I know.
Oh my God.
I call Danielle, her that new lady.
Danielle, you can steal if you know the name of all four of the people of the cast of the Slacker show.
Slacker, T-Hack, Aaron.
Oh my God. This is the worst thing that's ever happened.
And the new lady.
This is definitely on me for asking.
Oh, sorry. We hit the bell.
Premature there.
It's Steve. It's Erica.
Which is a little confusing because Aaron and Erica are so close.
Yeah. Okay.
Still no points on the board. Question three, back to Danielle. If you're in your car going, please hurt me, imagine how Erica feels.
Pretty much the worst day of my life. I know you guys are
Management is like writing notes right now. Like, holy hell. Okay.
Danielle.
Yeah. Guys, I think maybe first one to one is going to win today.
I'm going to be so honest with you. I'm a little worried that all of these are going to be too hard, but let's try it. Danielle, what is the acronym that we sometimes say on the show? NON stand for N-O-N.
Oh my gosh, we just listened to this.
Oh,
you did?
I feel like you can really do this.
There's kind of a song about it.
We're all talking to our team.
I feel terrible. Not our news.
Oh, you're so close. Austin, you can steal, and this could be for the win because we've, like, three questions could have gotten, I don't know. What are we doing? Austin, do you know what N-O-N stands for?
We're going around four.
It's gentlemanly.
It's news or no.
News or not.
News or nope.
News or not.
I believe Austin gets this question.
I'm putting the bell down. I don't need it.
Girl you over there, whatever your name is, right. Could you ask the next...
That lady. Also, am I a lady? I'm 32!
Oh my God.
It's like that old man.
I know. This is the worst thing that's ever happened. This is for Austin.
Austin, like, I'm so out of
luck. Just ask one of the questions you asked in the first round. Did you get rid of them?
No, I have them right here.
Okay, yeah, ask one of those.
What does the T in T-Hack stand for?
Flushing this bit. Okay. Do you know what T in T-Hack stands for?
Not toilet.
No, I do not.
Danielle?
Didn't even guess.
For the love of all that is holy, it's also known as his real name.
They don't do great.
What does the T in T-Hack stand for?
I don't know either. I'm going to go with Timothy.
That is, do we just need a winner? It could be right.
No.
Do you want me to? Okay.
Okay.
No, that's true.
That is wrong.
We are in sudden death round. This question is for Danielle.
Danielle, what major life event is Erica planning right now?
Her wedding.
There we go.
Wow. I wasn't ready.
I think we found our winner, Austin. Uh-huh. Thanks so much for being on the show today, pal.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Yeah, no, thank
you.
You
were fun.
What do you think he was actually calling for?
I have no idea.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Stop dreaming, start building. Finance your remodel with Belco. Visit belco.org today.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It's other people's problems. OPP is how we abbreviate it, and you can listen to them all on the Odyssey app.
You spell that A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yay!
Today we have Kelly, and we're going to help her decide if she should get back with her ex.
Okay.
No!
Never!
Get him back!
Olivia Rodrigo!
Yeah. Isn't that song about revenge?
That was...
No, it's the double entendre.
Oh.
Kind of like...
I like the revenge!
I'm going to get you back. Taylor Swift, same vibe.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Are we ready for
yeah,
Kelly?
Kelly?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Well, you've heard two no's without hearing any of your story. How about the rest of us reserve judgment till we hear? Okay. What's going on?
Okay, so, like, I broke up with my boyfriend a few months ago because we just weren't getting along. But now that I've been on the dating scene, I'm realizing that I may have made a mistake.
Hmm. Elaborate, maybe? What do you mean?
This is weird.
So, like... I just had it so much better with my ex than I realized. Like, the men out here are all terrible. Like, whoa. I mean...
Retweet. There's a reason they're single.
Oh, wait.
I was nitpicking...
I'm right here.
Like, I just was, like, nitpicking everything he did wrong because I thought I could do better. And now that I am out here, I realize that I can't. Or, like, maybe...
Whoa. I don't know that you should...
Maybe not that I can't... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I don't know that you should think of it that way. I will say this. Your honesty is refreshing.
Very.
Yeah, we commend you for that.
I don't know why you're... But, I mean, it's just like to say, to own...
I've
been in relationships where it's like, it's not bad, but it's not good, and then you just make it bad. Mm-hmm. Like, you
yes.
yourself make it because it's like that confirmation bias where it's like... They're lazy, and it's like there's a sock right there that maybe they dropped on their way to the laundry, and you're just like, you piece of, and just everything you see confirms what you hate about them,
yeah.
And that's she's admitting.
Yeah, it's self sabotage too.
Yes, and she's admitting
mm-hmm.
that she did that.
Sure did.
I don't know what you're doing right now, Erica, but like
the wording of can do better, I think is a little
I'm not saying so much that maybe I can't do better. I'm just saying that maybe there might not be better available.
Yeah, like, maybe better I'm suited just, for you. It feels a little like, well, I'm better than them, so I can do better. And I don't know that I like that.
Well, I'm just not sure if it's worth it to hold out for perfect. And I am like a perfectionist. And like, I want people to be just a certain way. I have things that I like and I just can't even find tolerable. Like, I just can't tolerate.
Again, your honesty, like, let me ask you, Kelly, are you perfect?
I'm not.
Okay.
And I admit that. And I'm not looking for perfect. But like I said, I just can't tolerate certain things. And I don't want to settle for less. And I don't want to just, I don't want to settle. And well, I don't that. Know.
But like, you now realize, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think, what I'm hearing, see, Erica's already made up her mind.
I haven't. I'm trying to figure out where she stands on relationships.
No,
in general.
I think the thing is like, she's like, I think perfection is here and this guy is here. Like, he's way, way low.
Sure.
And then she goes, screw that, bye. And then she goes out and sees, whoa, 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 whoa. The line is way lower than I thought it was. Mm-hmm. Like,
and it is out there. It's rough out there.
It's super
it is. It's very.
Dating is hard.
It's terrible.
She realizes, like, wait, I didn't give this guy a fair shake.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's like, I know I always compare things to the wrong thing, but it's like, oh my God, I'm thinking of this sushi restaurant that's in New York that I had like this incredible stuff. And I want that in Colorado. And you like go to this place. Nope. I'm never going there again. And then you go, oh, and then you go to 100 other places. You're like, wait, that one place was actually probably as like close as I'm going to get.
The best it can be.
Yes.
Right. Kelly, what it is.
Can I ask, why did you break up? I mean, other than you feeling like you could do better, but was there like a catalyst?
Well, no, it wasn't so much that I thought I could do better. It was just that I started nitpicking. And I'm like, maybe there's better than him, like, you know, because he's not doing this and he's not doing that and he's not opening the doors all the time, or if I text him, he's not responding right away. Like, he has me on hold, like on red or whatever for like ever, and it's like, you know how I am. And then it's not like the good morning beautiful, and you know, it's just the little things. And it's like when he comes in, like I tell you take your shoes off and then you still have your shoes on, and then it's like, oh, I forgot. It's not
that one he should I'm like,
figure out. None of that is
none of that is values
when you
based.
Compare to like some piece of hell who won't even, who's like, come pick me up, can you pay?
Yeah,
like all like,
no, but I do understand little things add up, and you could at that point feel like you're not being heard and therefore not being respected, so it can get very annoying.
But they only add up if you add them up.
Exactly.
But she's also asking if she should get back together with him
because now she realizes the standard. That's what I'm saying. Eventually you go, am I going to eat at a dollar a scoop sushi place, or am I going to go to a
and
nice
relationships
place?
Relationships are totally, you do have to, I'm forgetting the word.
Kind of ironic.
Thank you. Ironic. I forgot that word right now.
That's not ironic for us at all.
Okay. So compromise and settling are like two different things, right? And so
very different.
I felt like he wasn't trying to compromise. And so I felt like if I stayed with him, then am I settling at that time? But now I'm wondering if it's considered settling if I realize I made a mistake. Like,
I get it. Because it's like, it's so easy for everybody to go, oh, man, you're settling. But it's like, you're not if you tried the other stuff and you go, wait, that is good. The other thing is good.
Wait. I don't feel if you're really thinking about like a life with someone, you should ever be comfortable letting them go. Like, you should want to date him so bad that you're like, walk on my carpet with the shoes, man.
But not if you have it in your head. I hate using the words that she used, but I have to. If you think you can do better, if you're like, if you're in that nitpicking phase and you're just like, ugh, I can't be with a guy who has his shoes on. And then you go, oh my God, having his shoes on? Like, cause it's on you. Like your, her values have changed now. And she goes, is that, this guy could make a great father, a great husband, a great provider, a great whatever.
Why didn't she see that before?
Because she was too busy seeing the stupid little stuff.
But thinking you can do better than someone means you should not be with them. You don't respect them enough.
But I never said I thought I could do better. I said I had it so much better with my ex than I realized.
I see what she's saying.
It wasn't until it was gone that she realized.
But don't know what you got till it's gone.
That is so toxic, you guys.
So she's toxic. Right, say it like to her face.
Kelly, you might be.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But now she's being
toxic.
Kelly, I think you sort of were. But
correct.
I think you're not now, and no one's giving you the grace to go, what a bee I was.
But T-Hack, would you ever, when you started dating your wife, have gone, well, maybe I can do better?
No, I wouldn't have, but that's, I kind of feel like Kelly didn't give her ex the full chance.
Yeah.
Like, because if these things are bothering you so much, then it's a conversation. Hey, I really like you. I see a future. These are my non-negotiables. This is really bothering me. It's not just like, tally that against him, tally this against him, and now I'm going to move on. Like,
she's matured.
And I agree. So I think he needs like a fair shake.
Has anyone asked him if he'd like to get back together? Ooh. He may not want to because you're on the radio talking about how bad he is.
No, how bad she thought he was.
I don't know how good he actually is.
Kelly, hang on. We're going to figure out if you're settling or not. I don't think it's settling. Let me just say this. She's 100% right. The online dating thing is horrifying.
It's horrific.
It's worse for men. I think we need to do a whole show about it. It's so much worse for men. I can't even tell you.
Oh, no.
It's so much worse for men. You have options.
Yeah,
women have options.
No, I didn't.
Options for 3 months and then it's on to the next one.
Or
bye,
options
on to
who
one.
Want to talk to you until they decide, never mind.
Yeah.
You mean to scratch this scab hat? Can you help me?
I cannot explain to you how much it is worse for women because
we can
get murdered.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Okay. I mean, men can too.
Don't underestimate slacker.
Yeah. Wait.
To get murdered? To get murdered.
Okay. Thank you. But she's, I'm just wondering because like I've been in relationships and then I've moved on and then you move on and you move on and you're like, that one was so good. And I was just such a D thinking I could.
Or were you just remembering all the good parts? Does she actually?
That does happen too.
She might hate this man, but have forgotten.
Yeah,
I don't hear that love from her. That is a good point.
And maybe she's just like really got spooked being out on the dating scene again. It was like, nope, back to safety.
But it can't
back to safety.
Yeah.
You're preaching to the choir right now because there is that point where you're like, how long can I be alone before I just go back to something that's at least decent
and comfortable?
Mm-hmm. It's so much better to be alone. I promise. I did it for so many years. Maybe not as intensely as you are.
We're going to take some calls, and Kelly, I'm going to take you out for a nice dinner.
Stop. She's toxic.
You're right. All right. Should Kelly get back with the ex that she now puts a little higher than she did because she's seen how bad the rest are, or should she keep looking for the one? 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP. 303-222-5423. Alice
105.9. It's spicy in here today.
Uh-huh.
Woo.
We're talking about Kelly's little problem here. She was dating a guy and then just, I don't know how to describe it, but I think we've all been there where it's not wrong, but you're just like,
She wasn't sure it was the thing, the one.
And then when you think that,
right,
the way they pick up their peas on their fork, it can be just like, ugh, look at him. Look at the way he picks his peas up. Ah, it's just maddening. Like, and then
I think that's why you don't be with them.
But I think you can get in that thing where you have this confirmation bias and you go, I'm thinking they might not be right for me. And then everything they do confirms that they're not right for you.
Yeah.
That's what she did.
But if you're...
I know, but like, because she thought...
If you think they're not right for you, they're not right for you.
But what it turned out was, what she's thinking now is all those things, she was making them big, but they're actually little.
But she still had the thought, he's not right for me.
You've never been there where you go, I don't think this is the right thing. And then, like, I don't want to make it about a car, but it's like, I don't know if I want this car. And then you go drive a bunch of other cars. And you're like, actually, the CX, whatever you have, is the car I want. Do you know what I mean?
When you're very decisive.
I'm just saying, but then she, long story longer, she gets on the dating scene and the dudes on Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, League, whatever, are just tools. And she's like,
she's just lonely.
Yeah. But we can all agree on that, right?
That they're all tools,
that they're all tools,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We can all, okay.
Yes, but then the thing is, then she's like, oh my God, I was making mountains out of molehills. And so maybe I should go back. Because if these are my options, then he's the best.
But you already chose that he was not the one.
Before you knew how bad the rest of the options were.
I just don't think life works
like that.
So you
think she should hold out and like,
yes.
There's going to be an even better.
There's going to be someone out there that she goes, oh, the mole holes.
Mountain mole hill.
The mole hills were mountains because this person doesn't do those things, because this person is the one for me, or because I don't care when they do those things.
I think she feels that now. She's like, I cared about things that really I don't have value for. She realizes now she was putting value on things that she doesn't value because she realizes the playing field is down. Like, I will say this. I was saying that men have it tougher, but I will say this. The men you guys get on dating sites, wow.
Mm-hmm. Weirdos.
And just not wanting to court you, not wanting to do.
No.
It's just like, so.
3 months and gone.
You
want to bang?
You want to bang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, not really.
No. Are you going to buy me a drink? Are you going to say that I'm pretty? Like, are you going to buy me a drink? Are you going to say, Kelly? I was asking Tia.
Yeah,
what do you think? You're not the Kelly, but you're another Kelly. Do you think she's settling?
I am, from one Kelly to another. Yes, exactly. And, oh, by the way, it's Michael, correct?
Yes.
Sorry, I was listening before. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, no, she's not settling and she's not compromising, Kelly. But I will tell you this. It's worthy. I agree. I think T-Hack said it, that it's worthy of sitting down, having a conversation about these things. And you might just, it's kind of a combination of what you guys said. She needs to figure out what she truly wants. She needs to figure out if that's truly a deal breaker. They need to be talking about what's real, like, are you a good man? Do you have good values? Are you going to cheat, lie, and steal?
She made the decision to break up with him before having this conversation. They shouldn't be together.
No, but I think she's learned. And so, okay, let's take that one step farther. So go, okay, maybe she's not going to get back together with him, but lesson learned. Go sit back, talk to him, find out these things, and maybe next time you have the conversation before you bolt.
But she might get back together
with
him and he'll be like,
have the conversation before they bolt. Unless
I think
it's a non-negotiable.
I just think we have this divide, and I hate admitting this, but I'm more like Kelly than you are, because there is a point where you go, I can do better. She didn't want to say that because it makes her feel bad, but I think all of us humans sometimes just go, I can do better than that, and then you go out and you're like, oh, maybe I can't.
Or it's not necessarily maybe I can't do better, but maybe there isn't any better out there,
right? I don't take it as an insult on me that if I left somebody and I go, I can do better, then it's like, oh my God, I was wrong. She's awesome.
It's an insult to the person you left, because not once have I been like, I could probably do better than Dane. Not once. Have you ever thought you could do better than Ahak?
That's not fair though.
No, because you guys have perfect partners, but like,
you second guessed if he loved you though, right? And if he was having those thoughts, I remember you mentioning that.
No, I was like, he's too nice.
Oh. Yeah.
But I didn't bolt. And that was like a few days.
But you're just
in.
Different.
But I, a but few you, days. But you don't get to like date someone for months and then be like, actually. Like,
no. Okay. Thank you, Kelly. We appreciate you. I'm just not as mad at Kelly as you are. I don't think she should have done what she did. But now that she did, she's here and she's like, oops.
I know, but I think you have to live with your consequences.
What if he's... Okay. Samantha?
Yay.
What do you think?
I think regardless of what she decided, she really needs to reflect on what her non-negotiables are.
Yes.
And determine why they're her non-negotiables.
Because she was making little inconsequential stuff her non-negotiables. And then she got out there in the real world and went, wait a minute. Taking your shoes off was one of my non-negotiables. That's one of your non-negotiables. Yeah. When you got a guy who doesn't even remember your name, doesn't text you back for 3 days, it's like, oh, leave your shoes on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're just stuck on that she didn't communicate with him. She was immature.
Absolutely. So I think he deserves better.
That, okay.
Yeah.
This is where we agree.
Yeah.
He probably does.
Yeah.
But if he would take her back, and it's pathetic, but it's like, Brittany.
Yay.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think that it's the universe testing her. I think that it's testing to see whether she's ready or not to meet the man of her dreams.
Because you just start going, God, maybe that one ex did like 19 things right.
I was comfortable with
that. Yes. And that's what it is. So then she's got to just
power
be alone and wait.
Okay, so y'all listen to her.
Yes, because she's not an idiot.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Okay. First, I need to talk to T-Hack, but like, I just want everyone to understand, shocker of all shocks, Eric and I are in a fight of all fights right now.
Oh, no. You guys get along so well.
Hack?
Yes.
And
can't explain.
Yeah. You are wrong.
I'm not wrong. Like, I'm. There's several things going
on. And I think Aaron's on my side.
About this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think T-Hack's on my side.
No, he's
led the witness.
Because I'll get him. I'll get him on my side. Here's the thing. First things first. Hack, I'm wearing my new Jordan 4 Black Cats.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Okay. A couple days in a row. That's...
Is that bad?
And I feel, therapy words, like I'm letting you down. But I was... Like, I'm getting ready, and I'm like, I need a black shoe with this. And I was like, didn't want to throw my Docs on. As I put them on, I walked out the door.
You probably should have gone Docs, actually, with this outfit.
Yeah.
Shut up, Erica. You and me, you just sit on hold until... So, I just...
That's okay.
Did I faux pas up? Because when I told Erica, she's like, I only had two pairs of shoes.
Okay, that's not what I said. I said... Is it so bad I rotate between three pairs every day when I come in here?
I think for girls, that might not be as bad. But boys, if we're doing a shoe thing, like if the shoe is the only unique thing about, like Hack is the most capsule wardrobe person on the face of planet Earth. I think he could be blindfolded and walk into his closet and go, ugh, fall on a shirt, fall on some pants, and they would absolutely go together.
Thank you.
And then grab a pair of shoes and they would just, but he would feel them and make sure they weren't the same shoe as he wore yesterday.
Oh, I know exactly where they are.
Oh, okay.
Blindfolded, I can grab them.
So
that's a larger problem.
Why is that a larger problem? Like, that's guys, bizarre. If you're kind of a sneakerhead, which I'm a fledgling, I'm a Padawan.
Which girls can be sneakerheads as well.
100%.
Mm-hmm. You're just saying guys a lot.
No, but I'm like, because he and I are, and you two aren't. So in this room, the guys are. Mm-hmm. And again, I am, but I'm nothing. No. I'm a shadow.
You're like a
to the master. I am. I want to be him someday. But when I'm wearing the shoes for a second day, I'm like, he's going to unenroll me from the sneakerhead course.
Do you feel weird because they're new 2 days in a row?
Yes. Or,
so like any shoe that you got 2 years ago, you'd wear 2 days in a row, no problem.
No. Not anymore.
Wait, what?
Not anymore. Now that I do it. So like my original Jordan 4s, the cement ones maybe? Is that what they're?
The Fears.
Fears, yeah.
You have the Fears.
If I wore those, I might wear them 2 days in a row, like Saturday, Sunday. But if I'm going to see Tyler, I am not going to wear those two because he's going to be like, he may not say anything, but when I walk by him, he's like, Jordan 4s. Jordan 1s.
I do clock them. Yeah, I notice them. I notice them on everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just.
So he, like, I know he was holding back judgment on me today, and I appreciate you holding back.
I think it's okay. I think it's better when they're new because there is an excitement when you get a new pair that you're just like, I'm going to wear these a lot. I'm going to live in these for a little bit.
Okay,
I think it's okay.
Thank you for your forgiveness.
Just realized I'm wearing the same shoes as yesterday.
Nobody cares.
They're not.
What I'm saying is no one cares.
No.
I wouldn't wear two in... 2 days in a row coming to work, but on the weekend I might.
That's what I was going to say. You never would.
In the shoe a little bit.
Plus, you take pictures of your shoes and post them on Instagram all the time.
Yeah. Which is very bad for my mental health.
Right.
Because I start thinking more about, I'm like, instead of what I actually want to wear, I'm like, what haven't I posted in a while? And that's probably not good.
That's really how you have to think when you're getting
ready. How is,
Let's move on.
I was going to say, if you're taking pictures of your shoes every day, doesn't that help you rotate them?
It does, but sometimes I do want to wear newer ones more frequently, and I find myself wearing old ones that I don't even necessarily want to wear, but I'm just like, oh, I haven't shown these in a while. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay, so what that led to after that...
Let's move on.
Was, and we have to put pictures of us up, mm-hmm. but like, I am out on a fashion limb today because I am wearing, like, if I wear natural tones, blues, browns, then my pants would reflect that. If I'm wearing...
I don't know that blue is a natural tone, but go ahead.
Well, I'm saying like lighter blue feels more like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it. Like, let's just be honest. I wear black and gray almost every day.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And today I'm wearing a brown shirt.
No.
Yes, I am. I am wearing a brown shirt.
Let me rewind. You mentioned you were wearing the all black shoes again. And so I said, oh my gosh, please tell me what color your pants are.
Right, I'm wearing
from
black.
From where we're sitting, I can't see them. Right. And you're like, they're black. And I said, thank goodness, because if you're wearing blue with the cream sweater you're wearing.
It is brown.
Black shoes wouldn't make sense. It's not, I don't know how to tell you this. That's just not the color brown.
What?
And actually, I do know how to tell you this. That's just not the color brown.
But here's the thing. Fuchsia.
Yeah, that's a red or a pink.
Okay.
Oh, look what you just did. You took the color and took it back to its like primary-ish color, didn't
but
you? Didn't
you're
you?
Forgetting.
So this right here, when you take it back, if you had to, if you weren't allowed to say cream or oatmeal, which it actually is, this is oatmeal. Picture.
Okay.
Make your eyes fuzzy. Now picture cream of wheat. Oh, look, he dumped cream of wheat all over his shirt. It's the same color.
Yeah, what mm-hmm. I...
Mine's sweaty now because you're making me mad.
I would say that is closer to white than it is to brown.
That is the most insane statement. Please, Aaron, talk to your friend and tell her she's wrong.
I mean, it's...
It's not closer to white. Do I know the sister
tan,
means a lot to you.
Beige.
Okay, tan,
to
beige.
To me, those are separate.
Sure.
Yeah.
But they're closer to what than what?
I just don't think it's brown.
The sneaker color would be sail, which is kind of an off-white.
No.
We got him.
It's an oatmeal.
I have a different Viore waffle is closer to off-white. This is freaking oatmeal. I need people to tell me, is oatmeal brown?
It's not.
What color is Hack shirt?
It's also
brown.
A tan. Honestly, it's giving it
brown.
It pulls a little bit gray.
It does a little,
Oh my God.
Pulls a little gray.
I can't do it with you people anymore.
That's more brown than that. Those are very different colors.
I did not say that. I don't know.
You're being argumentative for argumentative sake.
He's got black on his shoes.
What color pants are you wearing?
Light blue.
Light blue.
Oh, Jesus.
And there's brown on my shoes.
Oh!
That's very interesting.
But the brown on his shoes does not match the cream
yes, it
of
does.
His...
He wouldn't have worn a black shoe with that because his shirt is...
His shoes have black on them.
You guys, I don't know how to... I wish we had the new texting software because you can just put a poll up on the text line and then it would do that. But is oatmeal brown? And
no.
We'll post our shirts. I know this is the dumbest thing we've ever talked about.
Oatmeal is not brown.
If you had to break oatmeal down to one color that's in the 16 box of crayons, right?
Aaron's going to pull up the 16 box of crayons to see if there's a beige in there because...
No, no. Down to one of the primary colors, blue, brown.
What did I say off the air, though?
I don't remember.
Because you don't listen to me much. I said, that color of your shirt is not a color that I would be comfortable with people wearing to my wedding.
Did you say that?
She did say that.
I did.
Ooh.
And Hack's color of his shirt, I would be more comfortable with.
Okay.
But it's still not brown.
Men's Warehouse, State and Liberty, any places that sells men's clothes.
It's like a linen color.
If you have an oatmeal suit, I need to buy it because I am rocking it.
Oh, men can wear that color.
Oh, you? Okay. Can we get pictures of this and put it up on social
media? Yeah, we'll do it right away.
Getting kind of hungry for oatmeal.
with some brown sugar on it.
I just won!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When winter days are shorter and schedules are packed, it's easy for kids to lose focus. IXL turns that winter slump into momentum with a simple, stress-free way to keep skills sharp and stay engaged without adding pressure. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning across math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade. With personalized practice, instant feedback, clear explanations, and progress tracking, it's easy to fit into even the busiest week. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. This will be... This is a weirdly...
This will be... an everlasting love.
A what now?
An everlasting... Okay. I fumbled. Hang okay. On. Sorry. Thanks for pointing it out. Sorry,
guys.
We're not live, are we?
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm going to be very... very vulnerable right now.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
I think I may be irretrievably broken.
Bud, in what way?
What? In the courting of a female way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, as we've talked about, I'm dumping the dating sites.
Yeah.
And I'm not really actively pursuing anything because of my personal life with my mom. And like, there's just whatever. There's just stuff, whatever. And I just don't want to lead anybody on. Ugh. So I kind of feel, because like, it's one of those things when I have tried to date, then all of a sudden I've got to do other stuff. And I'm like last minute, like, I just can't go out tonight.
Can I?
Sure.
Are you sure that's the reason? Because it's giving every man in our 20s who is like, I'm just really busy with work right now. And
this
it's like,
is
that's
just,
acceptable, but you can also choose.
I'm not that busy with work. I just let you guys do everything.
Oh, we know. But it's like, you're saying like, oh, there's all this other stuff. And it's like, that's totally fine. There can be other stuff, but that doesn't mean you're not going to meet your person. And then you just are really intentional with the time you do have.
Yeah. No, and I agree. And it's just... I think my person will have to be somebody who understands we have plans tonight. And then it's like, oh my God, something just came up.
Absolutely.
And I just can't. And I just hate making somebody feel like that. I don't want anybody to feel, I hope everyone in this room feels like that. Like, you are my priority. If you need me, I will drop everything. If I can. Yes. Oh. 100% I will.
Us. Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, us.
Okay. So here's where it gets very strange for me. So I am sort of intentionally going, I'm going to drop all these other things. There's like one girl from a dating site that I'm still talking to, but just, we're just talking.
News to us. Yes.
Shut up. It's
you haven't gone on any dates?
No.
Buddy.
It just hasn't worked out. It hasn't worked out. And it's not my fault.
Okay. Okay. That's great.
But I'm out. I'm putting my brain out there for the universe. Okay. It's like, it could just happen at any moment.
I love it.
Here's where I'm irretrievably broken. I went to Target today.
Love Target.
Love Target.
I had to grab some things. Coffee Juan is coming over. We're working on my basement. We're trying to finish up a little part of my basement. And I'm thinking about him and the things I need to grab. And I'm walking back to my car. And if you've seen me walk, I walk fast. I have a shaved head. And I think I might look a little bit scary.
Yeah, you walk with purpose.
I wouldn't say
you wouldn't look. If you're a woman and I'm like, I know I'm not huge.
Oh, like you look angry?
Yeah,
maybe?
Or I'm just like, nah, like I don't seem approachable really.
Often in all black, sunglasses, just kind of.
I was wearing blue.
Oh.
I was wearing athleisure with a blue shirt.
Okay.
Which might have helped the situation.
I will tell you.
Okay.
If I saw you in the wild, I wouldn't be scared.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm walking towards my car and I see a woman sitting in her car.
Okay.
And I'm doing the walk and it just floods over my head. I'm like, dude, she thinks like I'm in kind of a desolate part of the parking lot. I'm like, she's probably frightened out of her brain because I'm like, and I'm sort of making a beeline right for her car. And I'm like, so then I veer and I go to get in my car. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Crisis averted. Got to get this stuff back to Coffee Juan. We're going to do our thing, whatever. As I close my door, she gets out of her car, smiling from ear to ear, staring straight at me, and she waves.
Oh.
What? Oh, did she recognize you?
I don't know. Or she thought I was cute. I don't know. And I go.
Both can be
and
true.
And I go.
And
drove
did
away.
Really
like, I did.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
gosh.
Nish. And I drove away. And as I'm driving away, I see her just looking back, watching my car drive away. And I'm like,
and she's out of the car?
Yeah, she got out of the car, like made eye contact, smiled, waved at me.
It's like the ending of Toy Story.
When
somebody loves me.
Tell me what. Okay, I screwed this one up.
I don't know that you did because I don't know that I would have done any different. Like,
yeah.
What?
As a woman, if you, let's pretend she thought I was cute and she waved at me. What was I supposed to do? Roll my window down and go, hey? Like,
yeah.
I was just like, yeah. I don't know how to interact with people.
You could
to
have
start a thing,
and you could have joked about your inner monologue dialogue that you had. That was like, "Oh man, I'm glad I didn't scare you. I realized I was looking really mad," and then just seen where it gone.
That feels
but
so threatening. It's like I was afraid. You thought I was coming to get you. You know, like I don't know that. This is why I think I'm broken because I talk to you guys every day.
Yeah,
and I'm weird. And
yeah.
If you don't know me and the things I say to you guys are the first things I say to you, you're absolutely frightened. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I'm trying to think about like what her intention was.
She
I don't know
smiled
that I ever
so
would've...
big. Like she like, got out of the car and she was like, we made direct eye contact. I was like, oh, she's not scared. And then she like waved and I was like, oh my God, she's so cute. And then I was just like, yeah. Like my arm, wasn't my arm, you guys. I feel so dumb.
You were caught off guard.
Yeah.
I don't think you did anything wrong, but I do think you could try to strike up conversation next time. And just, it might be nothing. She might have.
What?
She really might have. Or just like.
Park here often?
Yeah.
Right!
Hey, how's your day going?
Okay.
Are you a Target Circle member?
Okay. He's not helping.
I'm just as mad.
If you're the girl in the white Jeep, let me just say, Oh, I'm sorry.
A white Jeep?
Yeah.
That's for sure a hot girl.
Yeah. Cute girls always have white cars.
I know!
You're saying that because you drive a white car.
Oh my gosh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 1059. I am very upset with dog owners.
Okay, and again?
I think you guys are going to be on my side, though.
All dog owners?
I'm a dog owner.
Same.
Yeah, not all. Hack, you don't claim to
Hack
be a dog,
is a dog owner.
They're around somewhere.
They're in the house.
I think there's a couple.
I killed them.
He literally the other day was like, yeah, we're redoing our laundry room where the dogs are. Like, what are you going to do with them? I don't know.
Just shove them out of the way for a couple days.
Hold it up. They can figure it out.
Okay.
Oh God. Okay. But anyways, I went to a bar last night. I went to Goosetown. It was open mic night. I was hanging out. And I see
open
this.
Open mic night means comedians?
No, for
singing.
Bands. Okay, oh, yeah.
Bands.
By the way, she posted from the bar, Aaron goes out more than any of us.
Yes.
And I feel like Slacker and I get this like reputation.
I know.
She goes out more than any of us.
I tried to go out last night.
Yeah.
I pulled up to several of the establishments we had talked about. No place to park. Lines out the door, and I'm like,
I'm not doing it.
I like the universe has to tell me like there has to be princess parking and somebody waving me in. Like,
is that what you call that? I call it something else.
What?
I don't think I can say it on the air.
You don't call it like, princess parking?
Rhymes with born.
Porn
star parking.
Porn star parking. You don't think you can say porn star parking?
Apparently we can.
Okay. Over and over, porn star parking.
Okay.
I've never heard that. I
haven't either.
You've
I
heard
don't
princess
know
if, parking.
Are you talking about valet? What are you talking about?
No, just like if there's a spot.
Oh.
Okay. Like one of the places was like. Trope where they just like pull up. And
yeah.
Okay.
And like I literally in one of the spots, I know we're going to talk about you and dog owners or whatever, but I come around the corner and there's a spot literally right there. And I'm like, fate, destiny is telling me. And I see it. And there's a car and he goes,
aww.
And did the back end. I was like, ah, curse you.
Okay. Anyway. I'm usually in like an annexed lot. I'm a few lots over.
I was
there's
like,
never.
No, I'm not going to do that. Anyway.
Yeah. So anyways, I was at Goosetown for open mic night and I'm hanging out, you know, the bands are like swapping whatever. And there's a dog. And I'm like, this is so fun. There's a dog in the bar. Look at this little cutie. So I'm on the ground with it, rubbing its belly. She's having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog owner's mom is like, do you want her?
The dog's grandma?
No, the dog's mom. The owner.
Oh, you said the dog owner's mom.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Female dog owner.
The person who the dog belongs to.
We'll be right back. What is going on? Why is this so hard? I was with Erica.
Yeah,
that's the dog's grandma.
No, I understand. Yeah. I understand how you got there.
Dog's mom.
Yes, that's what I meant. Sorry. Is like, do you want, like, she'll sit in your lap at the bar. Like, come sit. And I'm like, absolutely. I'm thrilled. So I sit at the bar. She puts her in my lap. And she's like, don't move your hands. Like, let her settle in. Do not move your hands. And I'm like, oh, no, this is going to be bad. And the dog sits in my lap. And it's great. It's fine. I'm like, why were you so concerned? So we're watching the Olympics together, me and this dog. And
why
I'm
at an open mic night.
Well, yeah.
At a bar.
Dude, are you starting to see why I don't go out?
Yeah.
The bands were terrible.
Tell me what's good about her night so far. Yeah. Nothing.
No, and this the dog owner starts chatting with this other person. And they're like kind of getting like a very serious conversation going on. So I am explaining the rules of whatever Olympic sport we were watching to this dog. So I'm like, I'm alone. The mom is distracted. I want to go see the bands. I don't know what to do.
Aaron, who were you there with?
The dog. No, my boyfriend was playing.
Okay. Oh, he was playing. Okay, yes. That's why you were alone. Okay.
Yes. And so I'm like, okay, I need to go to the other room. So I'm like turning with the dog in my hands. And I'm trying to be like, take your dog back. And then Nick comes around and he's like, oh, I can, like, I'll help you. Excuse me. Like, we're going to go over there. And the dog owner is like, yes, the dog mom is like, excuse me, we're having a moment. And I go, okay. And I just put the dog on the ground. She's like, don't put my dog on the ground. And I said, you brought her into a bar. What do you mean? Don't tell me to put the dog on the ground. Don't let her go over there to the kitchen. This isn't my dog!
No, Aaron, I think you were the legal owner of that dog in that moment.
So, like, I was like, How dare you?
That's outrageous. That's outrageous.
That is. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good,
no, you are in the right.
I was sitting there like, did I do something wrong?
You did not. Like, she like did exactly what Eric is saying, like transferred custody in her brain without any money transaction
and, like,
or
could
like
not be bothered because she was having a conversation with someone else. And I was like, I will actually take your dog. I will steal it if this is how you're going to treat
it. Give it a better life.
Okay. So did you have to see this woman or this now very Olympic knowledgeable dog ever again?
We're good. We have a flight to Italy right now.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I have a new theory. I don't know if it's a theory.
Okay.
I have a statement.
I
have a question for you all first. Would you guys consider yourselves extroverts or introverts?
I could not struggle with that question more because I think if I asked you guys what I am, you'd say extrovert.
I think we are all actually extroverted introverts.
I don't.
So introverts recharge through solitude. Extroverts are energized by social interaction. I am an extrovert.
Really?
I like my alone time, but if I'm forced to go out, I have a great time. Like, I actually recharge, and I have to force myself to go out sometimes because otherwise I'll just.
Because you need to recharge?
Yeah, I like when I'm around people, my energy is up. I'm not like,
I'm so tired. But see, the weird thing about me is I think I can charge up hardcore around a lot of people, but I can also charge up all by myself.
What's
Whereas,
your
like,
preferred?
I know my buddy Chad, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. He is worthless if he's not around people. He, like, he has to have an event almost every night of the week, or he's just like,
definitely extrovert.
And he's married to an introvert. Stacey's like, I just want to go home, have a glass of wine, and everyone leave me alone. He's like, hun, I've booked this at these 14 things. And you're like, dude. they work great together, but it's like, I get it. So I don't. I don't see you as being an extrovert, but if you do.
I definitely am.
Hack?
Introvert, for sure. I don't have the.
You're a DJ, for God's sake.
Yeah.
But take that out of it. It's like truly about how you feel.
Yeah, I don't like people looking at me while I DJ. I prefer like when the booth, when I'm hidden, if you don't even know there's a DJ, I prefer that. I don't want to be in front where you see them like working the crowd and all those videos. I can't.
But why
do
you do it then? You still want to please the crowd.
Yeah, I think because I'm good at it.
But you don't accolades to hit you personally.
That's also not extrovert versus introvert.
I guess not, but it's like, it still feels like you want to go out and have people eat your food or buy your art.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want, you don't get recharged by them laying eyes on you.
No, not at all. I don't like it. But I also don't have I obviously am not afraid of public speaking ever. I don't understand that at all. I know it's like the biggest fear or whatever.
Yeah.
And I also don't really get embarrassed. Like I would wear any outfit or I would do anything on a stage in front of people.
You're interesting. Then.
But I crazy. Then when we are done, I want to go home.
Totally.
Yeah. So you're an introvert then. I think deep down, we all have the gear that we can flip it on and like do a thing. But like,
you think you're extrovert?
I think I lean more extrovert.
Okay,
here's the theory, the statement.
Extroverts get a little bit misunderstood at times. I'm going to choose my words carefully.
Because there's some,
I think that it has come to my attention that maybe people get the wrong impression of me. And I think it's because I'm actually shy.
Oh, and they think you're a bee.
So I'm extroverted, but I'm actually shy. Like, if I walk into a room and I don't know anyone, I'm not comfortable.
Wow.
I need to, like, find one person to, like, introduce
me to
people.
Be your catalyst into,
or be the person
like the
that
whole,
I
walk out of the room.
You just bounce. I get that.
I don't need to be here.
I feel the same way.
You might be really similar to me. And I do feel that it comes off as, like,
you're a bee.
Yeah.
It's like nobody looked at me enough.
See that.
Yeah.
Did you just experience something where people think you think people don't? You did. You must have.
Yeah.
You had to have. That's why you're bringing this up.
Does everyone else in the room know what I'm referring to?
No,
I
don't.
So.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say here. Yeah. But I think that there is a common thread now through a few things, especially since moving.
Right.
Where, like, if I'm not the loudest person in the room, it's like, oh, she thinks she's better than us. And I'm like, no, I'm shy. I'm shy.
But no one can understand, because it does seem like an impossible combination. But you're an extrovert.
And you're a radio host. I don't care.
Right.
When people come up to us at events, I'm as nervous as you are.
100%.
Yeah.
I get that. Is there a label for that? Because I never took that test. Like, when you're on the dating sites where it's like
ENTJ or whatever.
People are like, I'm ENTJ. I am IF.
Yeah.
It's like, Myers-Briggs. The Myers-Briggs test.
Sure. I think I've said this recently. I don't know that I could take the test because I don't know that I can be honest.
Yes, you did say this recently.
Because it's just like, given the choice between going out with friends or this, and I'd be like, I don't know, I think I'm supposed to answer going out with friends.
Right.
But I don't know, because I straddle that line between introvert and extrovert, they're both true and they won't let me choose both.
Yeah.
So I don't think I could ever get my real ENTJ.
But it's like, I think you're probably more extroverted, but you could be a little bit shy, a little social anxiety, but how you cover it up is the razzle-dazzle that we've talked about before.
I will shove my way... if. No one else will. If you and I went into a place and we don't know anybody,
you'll figure it out.
I'm like, if you're not going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Right.
But I would prefer to not.
Whereas I don't think Erin has the shy factor, even though she might be extroverted.
Yeah. I mean, I got invited to a Christmas party with a group of dudes from Boulder.
Right.
Some might call that slutty.
Oh, Myers-Briggs.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I have a story that is probably just the stupidest person we've ever talked about ever on this show.
Oh.
I have a story that will rival that statement.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of China. And I have to be honest, what occurred in this story, I guess I didn't know happened.
Okay, what happened?
I just realized I made myself sound like the stupidest person ever.
Yeah, no, you're winning.
Yeah, a farmer in China wanted to try out a new technique because getting his pigs to the slaughterhouse... which is very sad.
Yeah.
It's very time consuming. You gotta load them into
a big old truck and like.
Yeah, it's really slow. It's exhausting. So he was like, I got it, guys. I'm gonna strap this little piggy.
Yeah.
To a giant remote controlled. And I'm gonna fly this pig there. The problem is, as you could expect.
Okay.
It didn't go well.
Okay.
He flew the drone straight into high voltage power lines.
Ooh.
And luckily, no bacon was made.
The pig
actually.
Pork belly.
Actually,
what? Oh no, what is...
It may have died.
Well, yeah, if you hit a power line with a pig.
In the story I was reading, it just said like, oh, and the pig ended up dangling in midair for hours. And I was like, alive.
Yeah, no, it's not alive there. Yeah.
Okay, well, tried to free the drone himself. Eventually, I had to call the power company. It was very expensive. It took 10 hours. And when they asked him, hey, man, what were you going on? He's like, oh, I couldn't see because of the weather. No, you strapped a pig to a drone, and you were flying the drone in a no-fly zone.
Yeah. It's not a terrible idea.
That's the problem. Fly it where it's legal.
Right.
This is a no-flying pig zone.
Can you imagine it's going to happen in our lifetime that pigs are going to be flying past our building?
But like, you look up, and this pig is just like, I'm going to the slaughterhouse! And then like, never mind, you're going straight to the fire!
Okay. That was amazing. My story is not from China. It's from... Okay, so a guy in Hialeah, Florida. This dude decided, I'm going to rob that landscaping van that's over there. So they unfortunately had left their back door open. So he jumped into the back of the van. Then the landscaper dude looked over and went, I don't think I locked the van. And went, whoop, whoop. And locked the van.
No way.
Now the criminal is inside the van and can't get out. I don't know why the van doesn't just open even with the doors locked.
Yeah.
But he's going bananas inside the locked van. He's kicking the doors, yelling that he could not breathe. They can hear him inside the van.
Yeah.
They strap a drone to the van and fly it directly into a power line. Classic Florida.
What was his reasoning? Like,
No, he was gonna steal and then he just couldn't get out.
But he tells them like, yeah. I just walked inside.
They didn't open the van until the police arrived, and then he was taken out and.
Okay, Tucker. At least send him to the power line.
Those were all the stupid people we could find.
Oink, oink.
For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.